I suppose I lost the shape of the squad heading into Friday's game.
John Carver's out. Gray comes back in, obviously back from suspension. Benno is back in contention again, and Gary Buckley is back in. Obviously, came on the last day, and really, other than that, nearly everyone is back in contention. Really, yeah.
And having Greg back must be a massive boost.
It is a big boost, yeah, because you know, Greg is the top midfielder in my opinion, and you know, since he joined the club, he's been fantastic, and you know, he shows great leadership and guile on the pitch, and you know, so it's important. I think you could see in the away game to Dundalk, you know, his performance was outstanding. So, you know, it's you know, you need him on the park, and it's good to have him back this weekend.
Nice to see Gary coming back to full fitness as well, is another boost.
Great, yeah, because Gary has, you know, been a very big player for us over the last 2 years, and unfortunately got injured the week before the President's Cup and has been out, but came on for half an hour against Sligo and did well. So he's back in contention, which is good, and Gavin has fully recovered from his injury, is good, and even Danny, where he was carrying a groin injury there and hamstring for the last 2 weeks, you know, he's training this week and looks good as well. So it's great that they're all back in contention, putting pressure on everyone.
Wexford now this week, they always seem to be a tricky side to play against, aren't they?
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, they got promoted. Shane Keegan's been with them a few years, and you know, more half their team are in the army. You know, they work in the army, and you know, so they're very fit lads and very strong lads, and you know, he's done a great job with them. And obviously, you know, they've been in the first number of results, they were desperately unlucky, but they drew with Bohemians, and then they won Beat Bray last week. So, you know, they're after getting a few points under their belt. But you know, Shane has them a really hard working side, big and strong, you know, physical, cause lots of problems at set pieces and have long throws, and you know, but a great work ethic. So dangerous, obviously, with teams like this, that people assume because they're new, they don't know a lot about them, and they just think that they're not very strong. But like, you know, I would definitely say that Wexford are going to be quite a surprise this year, and they'll cause a lot of problems. So you know, I suppose from our point of view, I'm just appealing. We haven't been at home for a month. It's great to be back, and you know, hopefully we'll have a big crowd, and they'll be very vocal from the start, because you know, it's important for us to start right and get the 3 points.
Is there a sense after last weekend that it was 2 points dropped, and you're expecting a response on Friday night?
Yeah, there is. You know, I suppose when you look at the fact that you had a penalty, you know, an opportunity. Now, to be fair to Sligo, they played very well, and you know, they're very, very fit, very young. And you know, they caused us some problems, but overall the game, you know, we had more chances than them, we had more possession, and unusual for us, we did create quite a few chances, and Sligoman made some very, very good saves. But obviously, you know, when you get a chance for a penalty and you miss, you know, you'd have to say when you're coming away from the game, then you're saying, look, it was a disappointment. But look, as I said, it's only 5 games in. Everyone's taking points off each other, which is good. And from our point of view, like, it's the new team, a lot of new players, they're doing really well. And, you know, you get nights like that when maybe you should score and it just doesn't go your way. But it's important for just to bounce back.
John, you just mentioned about Shane Keegan, you know, they had their first win in the Premier Division.
Yeah.
The other week against Bray, but they only lost to Kerry and Dundalk by a goal.
Yes. Dundalk were very lucky, apparently. Last
88 minutes. Impressed by Shane Keegan as a manager and what you know about him. He's the youngest in the league, I think.
Yeah, and he's worked really hard. And I suppose that the key, if you look at his team, you know, he's a lot of players from the Kilkenny, Wexford, Carlow areas, you know, Carlow IT. So he's built a sort of a local team there. And he's, you know, done really well to get them promoted. Because it's hard going and to get out of the first division, and they were very impressive last year and won it well. And since he's come up, you know, as you say, like Derry, who are top of the table, scored in the 94th minute to beat them. Yeah. Dundalk scored in the 88th minute to beat them, you know. And
something about them.
So they have, and we've watched them, and we've had reports, and you know, they're extremely fit and very, very committed and really dangerous at set pieces and long throws. And you know, obviously up top they've got Daddy Furlan, who we know, who's back in form and scored a few goals this year. They've got a lad playing with him up front, Paul Murphy, who came back from Ipswich, you know what I mean. So and then you look at their team, you know, they've I think 6 on the Irish Army team, you know, the Delaney's, Wall, you know, Friel, Kenny, you know, all playing, so they're all fit guys and strong lads. So in fairness, he's put together a very hard working team and strong team. So that's why I think throughout the season, they will take a lot of results, and I think people will see that they're quite a decent team. And you know, by all accounts, up to last weekend, they were desperate looking in some of the matches. Were 3-3 against Bohemians, you know, and conceded a late equaliser for Post. They should have won the match, and because they led 3 times. So you know, the results have shown they've been very impressive. So from our point of view, you know, the mentality sometimes, because they come up with the first division, people don't know a lot about them. They assume that maybe they're not
soft touch,
correct? Yeah. And as I keep saying, there's no soft touch, and we have to be you know, I'm hoping the crowd will be vocal, get out there first game of the month. You know, you think it's incredible that the season started and we have 2 games in a week and then we haven't played at home for a month. So you know, I'm hoping there'll be a big crowd up, out, and very vocal, and you know, that after last week we can hit the net this week.
And already there's a big change from last year, and the take a rest last year, only five or six games into the season. Because no team with an unbeaten record.
Yeah, it's unusual, yeah.
It's amazing.
It's great.
Isn't it good for the fans around the country and for the game in general?
It is, absolutely.
And it underlines it's going to be such a competitive league now.
Well, we hope that. You know, and definitely you're looking at the fact that, you know, Derry Galway have come into the picture, along with the usual four that had been there. And but it's great that, you know, hopefully that's the way it'll be. I always say in this league it's always very tough anyway, and you have to be prepared for every game. But at the same time, it's great if you can get teams that, you know, are better than they were last year, and they can take points and make it more interesting and more open, because certainly you don't want to have, you know, a situation, you know, last year, one or two teams pulling away. You like to see if it can be competitive, you know, but, and it looks, early indications are that is the case, but at the same time, it's still only 5 games gone. So, you know, I'd like to wait and see until we get to the mid-season break and see how it shapes up.
If we get a penalty Friday, will Johnny be taking it?
Well, I suppose the usual one, you know, it's like every scenario, is that coming home on the bus, every other fella should take the penalty because they'd have scored, you know, the obvious one, you know, to be fair to poor old Shawnee, you know, whereas, you know, against Dundalk, he couldn't do anything wrong. So it was just, you know, it was just unfortunate, and he didn't strike it very well. But look at them. We've been number of lads who take penalties, but, you know, it's easy to talk on the bus and afterwards. It's in the moment, and we'll wait and see until Friday if that opportunity arises.
Do you feel you're under a bit of pressure to get a result, to get another result, to get a win on Friday, given the draw in Sligo?
Not really. Well, when I say pressure, you're always under pressure. Yeah. You know, because that's the nature of our club. It's because it's so big and we have such a massive fan base. And, you know, you win one or two games, you want to win the league, you lose one or two games, or you're no good. It's, you know, it doesn't work like that. I said it's still, you know, very early in the season. As I always say, the league is a marathon. It'll heat up when we get into July and August. And up to, you know, just at, it, while, you know, it, you can look at it different ways. You could say, look, if we drew to Dundalk and beat Sligo, everyone would say that's great, but, you know, it was better for us to beat Dundalk. Yeah. You know what I mean? Sligo deserved their draw, even though we probably had better, we had better chance than we should have. We could have won the match, but that's just the way it is. And you know, I just feel every week you're under pressure, but at the same time, that's nothing new. You know, the most important for me is the lads, making sure getting them right for Friday night, and that they can go out and give a right performance, and you know, that if we play at our best, we'll win the match, I feel. But at the same time, it is going to be a hard game, and you need to be prepared for it. So you prepare the team accordingly that way.
Kev, last Jan, this after, I suppose, the disappointment the last weekend, is there kind of an onus on you to go out and get a result and kind of make amends for napping up for all 3 points in Saturday?
Yeah, I think so. I suppose Saturday was a disappointment. Obviously against Sligo, it would have been a good opportunity to capitalise on Dundalk's draw, but we're just taking every game at a time, really. And we know Wexford's going to be a tough game. They're going to come down here organised, but we just have to be on top form and go out and show what we can do, like we did against Longford, like we did against Dundalk. We just have to do that again.
Last weekend was just one of those games, I guess, was it?
Yeah, it was. I suppose I think they needed a reaction up there after a string of poor results, and obviously they came out flying, and I think we settled it well, and we had a couple of chances early on, and I think once, if we got that early goal, we could have kicked on and would have been good night for us. But obviously we never got it, and it turned into a bit of a scrap then, and it was 50-50, but it was just one of those nights where we couldn't get the goal. Obviously it was tough missing the penalty and all, but these things happen and everyone misses penalties, but we just got to go again and try to get 3 points on the weekend.
Good to be back in Turner's Cross this week, because it's been a while since you were home.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a while since we've been at home. Now I think we're home now for a bit now. We have a good few home matches coming up, so we're looking forward to that. But it's good to be back. I think we need to put on a good performance for the home crowd, and hopefully we get a good crowd on Friday against Wexford, and hopefully we can put on a good performance for them.
Of course, the reason why City haven't been at home is because you were off at the under-21. So how did you find that whole experience?
Yeah, it's a great experience. Obviously, we played against a very good Italian team, and we struggled, but I enjoyed the experience, and obviously travelling to Slovenia as well. Disappointed not to play, but it was a great experience overall.
What did you find, Kevin, the difference like playing at international level? Friday night now we're in the game of the league.
It's not technically most players are the same. It's just in your head, really. It's just thinking wise. It's just getting that split second quicker to think, and all is the difference, really. Reading the situation before it happens. Yeah, the Italians were so used to doing it, and they knew what they were going to do before two or three times before they got the ball, like, and that was just the difference. They cut us apart. Obviously, we got a great start. We went 1-0 up, and it was a great start. But I think we annoyed them, I think, at that stage, and they kicked on then, and they showed just how good they were.
How many caps was that for you? Was that your tournament?
That would have been my second. The Italian one was my second. I didn't play against Slovenia now, so.
Have you ever games coming up now? Or?
I think the next one is November. I think away to Serbia. I think is what they have coming up now. So hopefully we can get in the squad for that. And yeah.
We were just saying to John there, it's very unusual this season, the difference between last year. Like, we're only 5 or 6 games in, and yet there's no team in the division with an unbeaten record.
Yeah, that's it. I think the standard of the division has gone up. Instead, I think you can't look at it that's gone down, because even the teams that were mid-table last year are pushing a lot harder this year, and you can see that with Galway and all this year already, that even Wexford, you know, they might have only got their first win the other night, but they pushed Dundalk until the last minute, and they couldn't get over the line. I think every team in it is going to be a challenge, you know. Every Friday night or Saturday night, you're going to have a tough game, and we just got to make sure that we get as many points as we can, and hopefully we'll be one step further than last year.
Yeah, and every Friday night, they're obviously, you know, soft touch coming up. They might have been a couple of years ago, but certainly.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's the thing. I think Shane has them well drilled down there, and they'll come down probably hoping to get a point, but obviously we have to just go out and play our own game, and once we play our own game, I think we have the players and the quality to get the 3 points.
They've won up here before, didn't they, in the League Cup, I think?
Sorry?
They've won up here before, and then the League Cup.
Yeah, I know, I'm actually, yeah, they have before. I was never down there now, but obviously I know a good few of the lads, but sure, once Friday comes, I won't put any pass on that, and hopefully I can get the 3 points instead of them. So,
what does it mean to the town, to Wexford as well, in the area, that they're finally did get promoted? Like?
Yeah, it's massive. I think it's massive for people in Wexford rather than more than anything. Like, and obviously the club have been trying for years to get up, and last year was their best chance now, and they took it, thank God, because it's a good club down there, like, and it's good to see them going obviously.
It's a big
GA
area.
Yeah, it is a big GA area, yeah. In fairness, Wexford, they see themselves as more GA than soccer now, but soccer team's been doing better in the last few years than the GA team, so.
And what about just Shane
Keegan?
We were saying he's probably the youngest manager in the league, but he's definitely got something about him, hasn't he?
Yeah, he surely does. Obviously, he's... Every year at Wexford, they progressed and they got better every year, and you seen that last year then when they won the league, and they were by far the best team in the league last year, and they deserved everything they got, and obviously this year they're trying to play the same way, and I think that just kind of that teams are used to that in this league rather than in the first division, but they've obviously struggled just to get over the line.
Yeah, it just seems like a counter-attacking team.
They're big, they're strong, like, and that they'll play to their strengths, and that's Shane hasn't played that way, and if that wins them games, that wins them games, and that's exactly what they're here to do. They're here to stay in the league and then kick on from there, but hopefully they won't get 3 more points now on Friday anyway. If we play our own game, I think we can get 3
points. You'd have played with a fair few of those lads as well, didn't you?
Yeah, underage now, I would have played with a couple of them now.
Would they be pals of yours, or just fellas you're not
quite? No, there'd be two good friends there, all right, now, a few good friends, all right, but...
Danny would be one of them.
No, I played with Danny on loan at Waterford. He was on loan at Waterford. I'd know Danny well, all right, yeah, but I wouldn't have grown up with him now or anything. It's the right back now, Craig McCabe and Gary Delaney, they're the two I would have grown up with, yeah. So it'll be interesting playing against them.
The Army team, did he?
Yeah, they have four or five in with the Defence Forces, yeah. So they're going to be big, strong, fit men. Like, and obviously, all we need to do is get the football down and get it moving as quick as we can. And I think once we play our 1-2-touch football, I don't think there's any team in the league that can live with us.
You're okay, you're so beyond. I remember I asked you the other night
because
you shipped a few heavy knocks.
Yeah, just a few knocks, all right. Yeah, I'm not going to worry about them, obviously. Yeah, I'm all right, grand now.